Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spiro. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kama, Daf Nun Dalad. The Gemara on the bottom of Nun Gimel on the base is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that by bar, you're only chayav on behemis. If kalim go into the bar, if kalim fall into a bar, or a ben, a bas, every amma fall in, a person falls in, potter. You potter. The chi of a bar is not is potter from kalim, and it's potter when an adam falls in. And the Gemara over here explains that the basnisa de like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mishnah that says that your potter on kalim is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, a mechayev aliske kalim a bar. My type of the rabbanon. The Amar Kro, what's pshat in the rabbanon that they hold that you are potter? The Amar Kro, v'nafal shaba shorei chabar. Shor v'loy Adam, chamor v'loy kelim. There's a miyut, the pasuk shor, to be made that you're not chayav on Adam, and chamor is a miyut, you're not chayav on kelim. Rabbi Yehuda, oi, the rabbi says a kelim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the word oi, even though the svar will be to be made from chamor, since it's a special rebuy of the word oi, we marbe kelim, and we're not made from chamor. So in the miyut, the miyut from Adam, the fact that the Torah has to give us a miyut from Adam, taisvis, adaptesa bebeiz, Divrei HaMaschul Ma is miyasid that the chi of kaifer, that we know that a shor that kills a person, the bailam of mechuyev to pay kaifer, is only by the hezek of shor. If eish a bar, the halacha is yinachayev kaifer. Taisus asks, where do you know this from? Taisus says that from a Gemara daf chavav abed aleph, the Gemara daf chavav abed aleph discusses what's the halacha with the Adam. If an Adam kills someone, is he chayev to pay kaifer? And the Gemara over there says that no, you don't pay koifer, there's exerius akasim, all of aloyala adam, dafka shar pays koifer, and adam amazik doesn't pay koifer. Says Taisus, this miyat is not dafka and adam, this miyat is the geya, also for eisha bar, and therefore if eisha or bar kills someone, the bailim, the one that's achroya, the eisha the bar, is not chayav to pay koifer. So Taisus goes on to ask, if that's true, if there's no tzad to have a chi of koifer by bar, so why do we need a special pasuk of shor to be made adam? Shor v'loy adam. V'nafal shaba shor aichamar. And the Gemara makes a drasha shor v'loy adam. L'chayra, there's no tzad to be mechayev adam anyhow because the parsha of kaifer was only said by when the shor is mazik. When eish or bar mazik, there's no chi of kaifer. So what? Why do we need a special miyut for adam? So Taisus answers that if they get for a eved, ain't a chanami if a ben chayr falls in, it would be pasha that you potter. The daf gemina is for a eved or a goy that's owned by Yisrael, a Yisrael that owns a goy, that even though that mal shame abdus, but Yisrael has a kidney to the goy. In these two cases, says Taisus, it would be happy that you would have to pay the shavis of these people. The baal bar would have to pay. It wouldn't be a nidir of koifer. There would be a chi of bobin to the baal bar. And on that, we have a miut of the pasuk of shor v'loy adam. So Rishash over there, that Taisus asks that l'chayra, even if there's no chi of koifer, there's also another nice of chi of damim. The Gemara daf mem gimel, Rabbah says in cases where you're not chayiv koifer, even in a case where you wouldn't be chayiv koifer, there would still be a new nisa to pay damim, to pay the shavis of the person, not midin koifer. So as to Rishash, maybe that's why you need a miyat of shor v'loy adam. Even though we know that there's no chayiv koifer on bar, but maybe there'll be a pashta chayiv damim. I am b'kseis achayshin and simin tof yud got an aleph. It's done also in this nekuda. Why exactly we can't have the din l'gabi chayiv damim? But if you look in the Rashba, he be'emes answers Taisus Kasha with this teretz. He says that the nafkamina of the pasuk of Sharvlei Adam is a geah for domim. Idachanami, there's no chi of kaifer, but there would be a chi of domim. The pasuk, chamor, v'loy kalim, like the das harabonon, they hold it as a p'tor kalim. And the Rashba brings from a Yerushalmi that this that there's a p'tor kalim in bar is only by a bar yud, a bar that there's a chi of misa, that if a behema falls in, you'll be chayim misa. Because that's what the pasuk's talking about. We're talking about a case of misa, and over there there's a miyut that you're not chayiv dafka chamor, you're chayiv dafka on a chamor on a behema and not on kalim. But by a bar that you're not chayiv misa on, a bar that you would only be chayiv on hezek on a bar tes, it's only tesha tefachim. Over there, the halacha is that you're chayiv if kalim fall in, which would be similar to the din by Adam. That by Adam, even though there's a tour of sharvlei Adam, but you're still chayiv in izakin. But the Rashba says that this is the Shitas HaYerushalmi. But the Bavli is clear, not like this. The Bavli of the Flabat Aleph of the Beis and Habidiach says, says we never ever find a bar that's chayav kalim. So Rashi's lashon is alma klolahu l'chol bar shleibatidu shub bar shachayav etz kalim. He says the lashon agabara is mashpat etz klal that we never ever find a bar that the meat of the Torah is bemayit everything, any type of bar, and is and any bar is potter on kalim. So it comes out it's about chaykes Yushalmi and the Bavli. What the biyat of chabar v'lay kalim? Do we say the chabar v'lay kalim is a biyat dafka on a bar yud that the pasuk's discussing? V'amesi aloy, the pasuk's talking about a bar that's chayv misa, but by a bar test would be chayv on kalim. But or do we say like the Bavli that no, that the pasuk is a biyat behechlet on any chayv kalim on bar, and any single bar is putter on kalim. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara explains what did the Rabbanan do with Oy? Rabbi Yehuda says, Oy is Marba Kalim. What did the Rabbanan do with Oy? So the Gemara says, the Rabbanan say, Oy mi boy le lechalik. Rashi's Masber. Without Oy, we would say that a bar would only be chayiv if a shar and a chamar both fall in. If only one, a shar or a chamar fall in, you wouldn't be chayiv. And Rabbi Yehuda says that no, there would be no such. Havimina, Rabbi Yehuda lechalik mi v'nofal nafku, the lashon yochid of v'nofal is mashma, one fell in. So we would know already without Oy, that you're chayiv on a shor or a chabar by itself. And the Gemara says, Rabbanan v'nafal tuva mashma. The Rabbanan hold that v'nafal doesn't have a mashma yistafka to be a yachid, and without the word oy, we would assume that you're not chayiv until a shor and a chabar both fall in. So Taisvis, the Devar Masra oy says that this shayla of oy b'boyle l'chalik is a famous b'chaykis Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yenison. When the Torah says two things, does it mean both together, or does it mean either one? Rabbi Yeshia is the one that holds you need oy l'chalik. Rabbi Yenison holds that even if the Torah says two things, we would still assume it means either or. We wouldn't say that it means dafka both. And therefore, over here, the chayor like Rabbi Yenison, you wouldn't need oy l'chalik. And Taisvis therefore goes on to ask that the chayor comes out from the Gemara Baba Metzia that Rava is the one that holds like Rabbi Yenison, and we always pass him like Rava. So the chayor la halacha, we should pass it like Rabbi Yenison. So it comes out that this whole sugya is shalayke hilchasa. The Shita Mekubetzes brings down from the Tesis HaRosh, from the Rosh, that over here there will be a special Svara that you need Oy L'chalik. That over here, even Rabbi Yedison holds that you need Oy L'chalik. Because over here, the Pasuk of Shor and Achamar, we would learn out of Gzeir Shavah from Kalayim. That by Kalayim, since the Pasuk says Yachtov, so therefore, even by that Rabbi Yedison, it means that you can't be Chayrush with a Shor and Achamar. And therefore, we would learn a Gzeir Shavah, just like over there, it means a Shar and a Chamar together. All who had it over here, v'nafal Shama, Shar and Chamar, if it wouldn't say Oy, we would assume that it means both of them together. And the Pnei Yeshua also writes a Taisus that Lulei Divrei Taisus, he would say this Teretz, it's a very posh Teretz, that it will be a Gzeir Shavah that we would learn out from Kalayim. So, Noida B'Yehuda, in Arachayim, Adura Tinyana, in Simakuf Yates, he says that this whole kasha of Taisvis doesn't have a kasha that the Mishnah, that the din of the Rabbanon, is shalayke hilchasa. He doesn't have a problem. His whole problem is in the Sugis HaGemara. Taisvis doesn't ask that the Mishnah, that the din of the Rabbanon, that hold that you use that oy is not extra, but you need it l'chalik, and therefore they can't darshan oy the rabbis tzakelim is the loiker of Yenison. Taisvis understands that there's other ways to answer the question. Taisa's kasha is just that the Gemara over here seems to be going like Rav Yeshia, and therefore he says that even though the Pnei Yeshua has a very nice pshat, how everything could work out, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't speak out the Oyimi Boyle Lechalik, because there will be a Gzeir Shava that we learn out from Kalayim. Such a thing would have had been spoken out in the Gemara. So true. Taisa also knows that there's different ways how the Gemara could have answered the question, how the Gemara could make the Rav Yenison and the Rabbanon of Rav Yehuda, they could both go together. Taisa just asked it. It seems that the stimus hasugyo, the sugyo, how the Gemara is going, is shalayke hilchasa. But the Gemara says the Neid Yehuda is clearly not going with these gzeir shavis of the Taisa Rosh and the Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara would speak out such a thing. The Gemara has a mashmoyis that we just need oy l'chalik like everything, and therefore says the Neid Yehuda that the Pnei Yeshua's teretz wouldn't be maspik to answer the kasha of Taisvis. The Shita brings down another teretz to this kasha. It brings b'shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya that the Alpiya Sugya Menachas. The Gemara Menachas has a Shaila why you need Oy by Nesachim. And the Pasuk says, B'neder Oy L'Radova. Fale Neder Oy L'Radova. So the Gemara asks, why do you need the word Oy? Why didn't it just say the Fale Neder Unadova? So the Gemara says that if not for the word Oy, I would say that you would need it when the din chi and the sach would only be if you bring a neder and an adaba. If you would only bring one, then you wouldn't bring the sach, you wouldn't have to bring the sachin. So the Gemara says that's very good. That's very good, like Rabbi Yeshia. But like Rabbi Yedison, Bamali, why need a word oi? So the Gemara answers, Salkat the Hamida, I see Ned Lechu de the Bayan Sachim. I see the Dabba Lechu de the Bayan Sachim. True. Like Rabbi Yedison, we wouldn't ever have a Mina that you needed to bring the Sachim only when you bring both. Like Rabbi Yedison, if you bring a Nether alone, you'd also bring the Sachim. But there would be a Havamina that if when you bring both a neder and a dava, you would only have to bring one nesachim. You would be able to be yoytzer achi in the nesachim of the neder and a dava with one akrovas nesachim. And in that, the kamash won the word oi, that no, that when you bring a neder and a dava, there's a special chiyav on the neder, and a chiyav on the nedava, and you'd have to bring the nesachim on each one by itself. And you wouldn't be able to use one nesachim for both. So says the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, lefi zeh, you can answer Taisus Kasha, that's true. If a shar falls in, you chayev to pay. If a chamar falls in alone, you chayev to pay. Rabbi Yehudah holds, you don't need a pasuk oy lechalik. But what would happen if a shar and a chamar both would fall in? B'chayre means if it would be one person. Says Rabbi Yishai, we would have a havamina that you'd be able to pay one tashuman for both of them. You wouldn't have to pay twice. On that, you need a pasuk of oy. And Mephizeh answers a Gemara and Chulin also. There's a Gemara in Daf Kuflam and Bezam and Aleph and Chulin. The Gemara discussing the chi of Israel, lechayim v'keva. The Gemara says that I would think that you only chayiv if you have a shar and a set. And that's why I need a pasuk oy. Ask Rabbeinu Yeshaya with the same question Tais is asked by us. The chayiv, that's only good like Rabbi Yeshia. What's with Rabbi Yenison? So says Rabbeinu Yeshaya, I'll pidus Gemara Menachas. That I'll pidus Gemara Menachas, we could say that ain't a chanami a shar alone like Rabbi Yenison was chayiv. And a kesev alone is chayiv. The shayla is, what would be if you shech both? There would be a habit that you could use one zroil of chayayim, one set of matanis to be pointed a chiyav of both of them. And then there comes the pasuk and says, oi, that no, each one separately is chayiv, and you can't patter one with the other one, and you have to bring two zroil of chayayim akevas on each one. Now the teretz of Rabbeinu Yishai and Er Gemara is a bit of a chiddush. It's over there by Akrovas Asachim. It's much easier to understand that we bring one Akrovas Asachim, and it's oile for both karbonis. That this asachim is akrova. Each carbon is mechayev akrovas asachim, but we could use one to be oyla for both of them. But to say that one tashlumen is going to pay up for a hesek, there was $100 damage of a chamar, and there's $100 damage of a shar, and really there's $200 damage here. To say that $100 is oyla for both of them is a bit of a chiddush. And the chayy the gemara in chulin is even more shver. To answer the gemara in chulin with this is even more shver, because the gemara in chulin, the chi Israel of Chaim Akeva is to give this behemoth Israel of Chaim Akeva. How would it be possible to say that when I shech the shor and a seh, I can give the shor Israel of Chaim Akeva and it'll be oiler for the shor and work for the seh? How could someone else's Israel of Chaim work for the seh? The chi Israel of Chaim Akeva is to give from its own chelik of the behemoth. It's a certain chelik that goes to the kohen. So the chi to answer the Gemara Chun is even yoiser to Moa than to answer Er Gemara, but tzarech iyun. So it comes out that we have two terutzim to Taisus Kasha. We have the Taisa Rosh and the Pnei Yeshua's Teretz that we learn out Akzir Shavu from Kalaim. And then we have Rabbeinu Yishaya, Pita Gemara Menachis, that there will be a Havavita to say that you can make one Tashlumin for both of them. But in a Hanami of the Gemara, like Rabbi Yenisa, wouldn't have a Havavita that you need both an Ashar and a Chamar to be Chayiv. Ashar alone would also be Chayiv. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara discusses why we can't darshan a klal prado klal, and the Gemara says that what would be if it would only say shar alone. The Gemara says if it would only say shar alone, I would say that dafka behemis at a kasher karbonis have amina korav legabim mizbeach in. So Taisus asks that l'chayra the Gemara on the base brings a gzeir shava from shar mishabis. And Taisa says, even in the Maskana, this Kasha Shfer, the Maskana, the Gemara's Maskana is the way we know that by Bar Yechayv and everything is from Kesef Yashuv LeBa'olov. Like the Gemara says by us, and the Gemara Named Beis also says again that there's a Drosha from Kesef Yashuv LeBa'olov, the Kol Islay Bailim is Marba everything. So ask Taisa, why can't we learn out Shar Shar from Shabbos? And Taisa goes on to ask, V'chein Gabi Tashlume Kefo V'ashoves Aveda Mat Soruch Ribe LeKamon. Nailuf mi Shabbos. Why can't we learn it out from Shabbos? So the Shita brings Rabbeinu Yeshaya that this kash is not shver, that this the Zer Shav of Shar Shar B'Shabbos is very good if we want to learn out, if we want to learn out all behemoths. But by these things, by Hashavas HaVeda and Tashume Kefel, there's no Chiyav Dafkan behemoths. It's Chayav on everything, all Metalton, all Nechasim, all Kelim Achayav in Hashavas HaVeda and Kefel. So therefore, it says Rabbeinu Yeshaya that it's Pashto the Gemara can't learn out of Drosh Shar Shar B'Shabbos. And Shabbos, is, we don't paskin that there's a Chiyav of Shvises Kelim. We know that the Chiyav is Dafka on Behemoths. The Chiyav of Shvises Behemoths is only on Behemoths. So if we're going to make it Alfusa from Shabbos, it wouldn't be Maspik. So it's Pashto that we need a new Drosha. So L'chayr, it's a big Kasha on Tesis. How could Tesis ask such a Kasha? It's such a simple Pashto Teretz. So Pnei Yeshua comes to explain that Tesis knows, Tosfos doesn't ask a kasha why the Torah wrote a Ribbai. It's Pasha to Tosfos why the Torah wrote a Ribbai. The kasha is on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara need a Ribbai? Tosfos means to ask that the Gemara on Amabez brings a Ribbai. The Gemara on Amabez is going on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Lashon HaMishnah is, Echad Shar, Ve'echad Kol Behema, L'Nafilas Abar, L'Afrash HaSid, and Tashume Keif, L'Ashavis HaVeda. So the Gemara, the Mishnah speaks out that not Dafka Shar, any Behema is Chayiv and Ashavis HaVeda. And any behemoth is chayiv with the shume kefil. So it says the Pnei Yeshua that the Mishnah didn't talk about other things. The Mishnah only spoke about behemoth. So on that, Tosfos asks, why did the Gemara go and bring the pasuk? That's marba everything. The Gemara could have brought a much simpler drasha. The Gemara could have brought out a pasuk of shar shar mishabbos. That's maspik to be miyasha the pshat in the Mishnah, the din that the Mishnah brings, which is sasarchian because there's no reason why the Gemara can't bring the real drasha. There's no reason why the Gemara has to say the wrong drasha because it's enough for the Mishnah. But in the Etzem Mishnah, look in the Rajba later on, in the Aftan Heyam and Aleph, the Rajba is this ayur in this Dekuda. The Mishnah is a little tamua, the Mishnah is a little interesting to bring a din, the Echad Shar Echad Kol Behema, L'Gabi HaShavis HaVeda. L'Chari has nothing to do with Behemoth HaShavis HaVeda. So the Rajba speaks out that the Mishnah has been kailed all the cases where we find in the Torah where it says Shar and it's Lav Dafka. That's why the Mishnah put HaShavis HaVeda and Tashlumei Kefel in the Mishnah, even though it's Behemoth, not Shayach Dafka to Behemoth. Ein Shom. The Gemara asks a kasha. The Gemara brings a pasuk about Mesi Aloi Kol Dover Misa. Anything that could die is chayiv in a bar and Melo not dafka Sharon Achamar. The Gemara asks Bein Le Rabbanon the Kamamati Lulu Kalim or Bein Le Yehuda the Kamabi Lulu Kalim Kalim Bnei Misa Ninu. So Gemara asks a kasha both the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda L'chayra, the pasuk of Mesi Aloi is clear that Kalim are not chayiv. So Tosfos and the Ramaschal Bein the Rabbi Yehuda has a kasha L'chayra, what does the Gemara mean to ask in Rabbi Yehuda? Because that is goofa why Rabbi Yehuda needs a riboy. I'm telling you my part of Koshke Mishud Alav Bnei Misin in the Tzricha Rabuya the Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we need a riboy since the pashas pasuk would be Mamai Kalim. That's why Rabbi Yehuda needs a special pasuk Oy to be Marba Kalim. So Tosfos answers that Rabbi Yehuda nami have a mai kelim yichamor ilav rebuya. Rabbi Yehuda also would have been a mai kelim from chamor if not for a ribuy. So therefore, the Gemara asks, why would we need a miyad of chamor? Just like the Gemara asks on the Rabbanon, why would we need a miyad of chamor? L'chayra, we already have a miyad. L'chayra, it's pashut that kelim aren't chayev because they're not b'nei misaninu. Tosfos Teretz is a little tamua. Exactly how does the Gemara know that Rebbe Yehuda would have been a mayit from Chamar? We don't see anywhere that Rebbe Yehuda would have been a mayit such a thing from a Chamar. And the Etzem Kasha of Tosfos Maram is Ma'ir that Rashi L'Chayr seems to answer this question already. Rashi explains the Gemara Rebbe Yehuda Hechi Motzi L'Arbinu. How could Rebbe Yehuda be marbit? Hold like Rida Buva Meisi Alot. The Maram that speaks out that Rashi's pshat. Tosfos didn't understand Rashi's pshat. Tosfos didn't like Rashi's pshat. Why not? The Torah is allowed to be marbit what it wants. Just because the Pashas HaPasuk is b'mayit, doesn't mean that we can't be marbit. So if you look in the Tosfos, in Tosfos Beit Peretz, he answers Tosfos Kasha. Maybe we could say that this is the Kavan of Rashi also. That the Rebbe Yehuda has one Ribuy. He has a Biyat of Shor, and there's a Ribuy of Oy to be marbit. So says Beit Peretz, that if there's only one Ribuy and we have a choice, we can be marba either Adam or we can be marba Kalim. If Kalim alabanei misaninu and the Pashas HaPasuk v'amesi aloi, it's not mashma that's marba Kalim, it's not mashma b'chlal that's talking about Kalim, then it would be much more mistavra to be marba Adam. So therefore the Gemara means to ask is that why, how could Rabbi Yehuda go and be marba Kalim if we have an option to go be marba Adam? So maybe we can be madchik that that's what Rashi means to say. Rashi means, how could we be marbit? It's very not mistabit to be marbit. In a chanami, if we would have a riboy, we would be marbit. But here we have another choice. We can be marba adam and not be marba kalim. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara answers, no, amri shvirasan zui misasan. That no, the kalim are b'nei misa, and when a keli breaks, that's called the misa sakeli, that could be called a misa. When the Torah says v'amesi aloi, it applies that lashon to a keli also. So the Gemara goes on to ask a kasha. L'chayro, l'rav, the omar bar shachayv lev toyer, l'hav loy loy l'chavotoy, bein l'rabbanon, bein l'rab Yehuda, kalim b'nei havelin, or is it possible that hevel should be mazik kalim? And the Gemara answers, yeah, amri, v'chadati the mifki b'havel, by new kalim, that the hevel could make them, they're still not strong yet, the new kalim, and therefore the hevel could break these kalim, these klicheres. So the Maram is already ma'oyer that l'chayer the Gemara, the hemshach Gemara is a little shver. L'chayer this kasha applies right away. Right in the first line of the Gemara, we have a miyut of kalim. Kasha is late rav l'chayer how b'chal could we have a din kalim and bar? What does it have to do with the hemshach of what we just finished saying? The different drushes that we're making. To be marber my kalim. So the Pnei Yeshua comes to explain that the Gemara knew already that there could be a hezek through the hevel of Barta Keli. It could make a problem with the Keli. The Gemara just didn't understand how it could be shaver the whole Keli. It could make the whole Keli a mace. Once the Gemara says that, the Teretz says, yeah, it does apply by kalim b'nei misa into it. Why? When you break a keli, that's a misa of a keli. So in that, the Gemara asks, that's all like Shmuel, that there's a chavata, but to say that a hevel which could be makalkel keli, but to make it shover legamri, that we should call a misa, says the Pnei Yeshua, that the Gemara, that was what the Gemara was bothered by. And that the Gemara answers, yeah, there are hechatipsis of kelim that could become gansin shover, could become legamri shover. So now this Pnei Yeshua, L'chayro, we have to explain, Al-Pi, Amachagis Rishonim, on the Avchav Chesam base. So the Gemara, the Rishonim over there explain, that L'chayro, and the Ravid explains, the Rajva, the Avchav Chesam base brings from the Ravid, that the reason why, even by a hezek of a keli, even if the keli is not totally nishbar, he's still chayiv, he says, Lo'yishayich achalik, there's no mokim achalik by a keli between hezek and misa. So it's possible that the Kavadas HaRavid is, that in a chanami, there is such a thing called a misas keli, which is a shvir legamri, like the Pnei Yeshua seems to be assuming. And there's such a thing as a keli that's just niskalkel, that gets a little broken, but it's not a misa. So the Rav says a svara and svara, there's no mokim lechalk, and a person is a difference, and a behemoth is a difference between a misa and a hezek. And a keli, the fact that the keli becomes less royal shtamshis, that's just the same thing as a shvir. There's no mokim lechalk bisvara between the two. So therefore, we can understand the Pnei Yeshua, like the Pnei Yeshua is saying, that the Pasuk is talking about a case where there's a Shvira Lagamri. And therefore we have to find a case where there could be possibly a Shvira Lagamri. If in Hevel it's never possible Shvira Lagamri, the Torah can't be talking about Kalim. But once we find such a case, then we know Yechayev and all types of Hezek in the Kalim. Once we know that there's a Chiyev on Kalim in any way, as long as we find one case of a Misa Lagamri in a Kalim, that would be able to be, now the Pasuk could be talking about Kalim and Yechayev. But look in the Rajva over there. The Rajva seems to learn that any type of kilt on the keli is referred to as a misa. There's no difference if it's the gamri broken or it's only a little bit broken. It sounds like from the Rajva that any type of hezek to the keli, any type of kilt on the keli, is called a misa. And he seems to understand the Ravid also like that. Ayin Sham. Efshar you could learn the Ravid like the Pnei Yeshua. But it seems like the Rajba, we can't understand like the Pnei Yeshua of Bechlal. The whole Pnei Yeshua's Teretz doesn't make any sense. Because the Shvirasa Zui B'Sasim L'Fi the Rajba has nothing to do with breaking the Gamri. So therefore the Gemara shouldn't have any Kasha now. If the Gemara knew already that there are cases where a Keli could come Huzak by Hevel, the Gemara wouldn't have any Kasha. And if you look by Emes and the Rajba by us, the Rajba by us speaks out that the Gemara answers B'Kelim Chadoshim, the Mifki Bahav, the Rashba's Lav Dafko, the Gemara could have said Kalim Yishonim also. The Rashba's going to Shitase, that the Rashba holds that we don't need to find a case of a Misa, of a Hechet, a Misa, the Gamri in the Keli. Even if there wasn't such a strong Shvir, even any small Kilkul is also called Misa. And therefore, the Fida Rashba, it's going to be Shver, the Maram Za'ara, what's the Hemshech of the Gemara over here. The Gemara asks that Light Rabbi Yehuda that uses the word Oit to be Marba Kalim, so he doesn't have the Miat of Chamar, he doesn't have the Pasuk of Chamar to be Mai Kalim. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Chamar? So Gemara says, El Amar Rava, Chamar de Bar Rabbi Yehuda, V'sed Avelo Devar Kol Kasha, that the Chamar de Bar Rabbi Yehuda is a Kasha, and we don't know the answer why the Torah wrote Chamar, the Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisvis asked the Kasha, Hikshar Moshe Mipotayzev, Eimo de Chamar Osa Lamayit Shtoritz, that maybe the extra word of Chamar should be Mayit Shtoritz, like always all over Shas, we always find whenever we have a Miyat, the first thing any Mammon is to get Dinim, we're always Mayit Shtoritz. Shtar is a very weak thing of Mammon, it's an Ingufay Mammon. So ask Taisvis, why are we not Mayit Shtoritz? But I'm a read, the Laman, the Loi, Don, Didigar, me, Afilu Atzmai Potter. So if we hold that you're not Don Dina de Garmi, so even if a person himself is Mazik Ashtar, would rip up Ashtar, he's Potter. This is a Garmi. There's no Hezek to the... We're not discussing the Hezek to the Etzem paper. We're discussing the Hezek to the Chayiv. So I was just Goyrim. I was a very direct Goyrim, but I was a Maisa, only a Goyrim, to be Mafsid the Chayiv. And Taisa speaks out, Alman, the Don Dina de Garmi, even the one that's Mechayiv Dina de Garmi, Namila Mechayiv, El Madera Bonon, Kidamucha Parakakinis, Taisus brings a Raya from a Sugin Daf Samuch Pesum and Aleph, that the Gemara seems to make a chilik between a Nigzal and a Moser. A Moser is only Chayiv Dina de Garmi, he just told the guy where the money is, so he's only a Garmi. And the Gemara over there in Daf Samuch Pesum seems to be Mechalik between a Nigzal and a Moser. If a Moser would be a regular Mazik, L'chayr, there shouldn't be any difference between a Nigzal and a Moser, there shouldn't be any coolness in a Moser. Elamais, Taisa speaks arrived from that Gemara, that Dina de Garmi is only a Chiyav de Rabbonah. The Achrayim discussed that the Ramban, Shita, Ramban has a special kutras of Dina de Garmi, that the Ramban, Shita is a Garmi's Chayav, and it's Chayav in a Torah, not Chayav de Rabbonah. So MK in Taisus Kasha or Moshe Bepotaisus Kasha that Taisus brings down that why don't we say it's Mamayit Shtaris, Chayr is going to be back Shver, Lafida Shitas Haramban. So the Ksais HaChayshin in Simon Shimpei Vav Sivkatan Aleph says a Teretz Al Pi Taisvis on Daf Ayin Aleph. Taisvis on Daf Ayin Aleph discusses what the difference is between Goyim Lamaman and Garmi is. Why sometimes does the Gemara say Gurim Lamam and sometimes does the Gemara say Garmi? And Taisus over there says that the Yishloimar, the Ikonami Sfor Lamemar Ipcha, the Atkan Machaiver Meirel, but Dida de Garmi, Kaim Besoyev Shtari Shachaveru Chayotzeboy, Shuroya Shtar the Cholo Ilam, Limkor Beligwis Boy. You could sell the Shtar and you could be gaver with it, Behem Sachik Fani Al Gabi Tuasi Shachaveru. Ruya tvul lechal oilam, avo dorar goyim lamamik and shara nisko v'kachim shachayi b'chuyusim in a roya lozesh yifte by atzmai lo yechayiv lor meir b'hachik amr lesav l'krib shimin. Taisa says a big yisayin in the din de garmi. Taisa says the din of garmi is only when you have something that's roya lechal oilam, roya for everyone. It has a shavis to anyone, just it was an indirect hezik. Masha eke in the cases that the Gemara is talking about by dorar goyim lamamim, where it's just a way how the shomer could be poiter himself, could pater his chiyuv. He has a chiyuv to give back the bialim chayfitz. This chayfitz has no shavis at all. Just the shomer, if he doesn't give it back, he's going to be chayiv. Or kachim, Taisa says, but over there, no one else has any shavis from this kachim. There's nothing he could do with this kachim. The only thing is the bialim himself could use it to pater his chiyuv. So therefore, says Taisvis, over there, there's no chiyuv of garmi. That's only a Gurim Lamamin. It's Gurim the Bailam to have a Hefsin Mamin. If he loses this, he would have to pay up new money. But the thing itself doesn't have any Shavya, so you can't be Mechayiv al Tzgarmi. So says the Tzais, maybe we could possibly answer Lefizeh, Taisvis Kasha, that if Bechir is Shtaris, says the Tzais, it's only a Drabbanon, so Midday Raisa, there's no way for this person to give over the Shtar to anyone else. So this Shtar that's written out to him, Reuven wrote a shtar that he owes Shimon money. The shtar only is worth the Shimon. Levi and Yehuda have no way to use the shtar. There's no way that Shimon could transfer over the shtar to Levi and Yehuda. Because Bechir starts is only Drabbanon. Taisus, when he spoke out that he could sell the shtar, he's going Midrabbanon. So Midrabbanon, Yochayev al Tzgarmi, Midrabbanon has a Shavis to everyone else. Everyone else also could use it. But Midar Raisa, that Bechir starts is only a Drabbanon. Midar Raisa, you can't sell the shtar. So says Zikzai, Sechayro, you wouldn't be able to be Bechayev al Tzgarmi. Because it only is worth to this person. You have Taisus in your side. And therefore, it says, we can answer Taisa's kasha that over here, even the man that don't did in the garmi, over here, the deraisa wouldn't be mechayev, and you wouldn't have to have a meat. It's pashit, that starts to be potter. Yesh la'ayin, in this, what the Taisa is saying, do we need that bepoyel, he has to be able to give it to someone else? That bepoyel, it's worth for someone else. L'chayra, Even if he can't technically sell it, but be'etzem a shtar is something that's worth to people. A shtar is something that's a way for a person to get money. It's be'etzem worth to everyone. There's no way to transfer to someone else. It's not 100% daima to what Taisus was talking about. Taisus is talking about a case where the thing is a suriyan no. The chavis is asur ba'no. The shomer just needs it to pay back the mafkid to be able to pater his chiv al shomer, and he wouldn't have to pay for the chavis. But the chavis be'etzem has no worth to anyone. It's only it has worth to him that he has a chiv to pay. Mashegim by a shtar, but etzem has worth to everyone. Everyone will want to be able to be gave from the leve, the money from the shtar. Just, the Torah didn't give away to transfer it over. Who said that would also be nichal and taisa teretz? And who said over there you wouldn't be able to have a dita de garmi? Tzarachian. The Ktsois in Simitov Yud, Sivkatan Aleph, and brings another teretz to taisa's kasha. He says that taisvis on the aptes of a beis. Says Taisa and Daftesa Beis and the Ramasul Ma and Taisa the Ramas Yudam and the Masul Shashar, they both say that the Etz of the Pasuk of Shar V'loy Adam is not coming to be Marba regular person. Taisa and Daftesa and Beis we already spoke about has a problem that the Chayra, a regular person, we already know doesn't have a Chiyav Kaifer, and Taisa and Yudam and Alf has a problem that there's a Pasuk about Mesi Aloy, that Psulia Makdashim, since the Mace is not going to be Shaloy when it dies, it won't be, it's Asr Ba'ana. So therefore, it's not Nichal and Nechiyah Bar. So ask Taisus, Adam also after he dies is Mutter is Aser Ba'ano. So Taisus answers that the Geah for Eved or for Nachri Akane Yisrael. So the Ksei speaks out that Taisus Eved is Lav Dafka, and so Eved would be Aser Ba'ano. And he says that at the Iker Teretz of Taisus, Taisus means a Nachri Akane Yisrael. So ask the Ksei, a Nachri Akane Yisrael is Sacha Kol, it's not Gufay Kani. Till Eved becomes an Eved Kanani, he's mol and tovel shame avos. He's just bought the Yisrael. Sachakol, what the Yisrael has on him is a chiyav maisi yadayim, which is a shiva ba'almo. And therefore, says Ksais, it's only a garmi. So chayyur Ksais is ma'ir on taisis. So chayyur the case, chayyur the man the loy don't need a garmi, and the fishi does taisis that garmi zedra abadon. So chayyur this wouldn't be a good teretz that to say that that's what we need a pasuk of shar for loy adam. But says Ksais, if he's there, maybe we could be yashiv the Ramban from Taisus Kasha by us, Taisus Kasha, why don't we say that Kamar has been made shtars? He says, because if we have a pasuk of Kamar the made shtars, that means that Garmi is potter by bar. That the Torah is telling us that a shtar yinachayiv, because Garmi is potter by bar. So says Ksais, If we say that Hamar is coming to tell me that Garmi is potter by bar, so im kain, we don't have any pasuk, we don't need any more the pasuk of Shar V'loy Adam. Because the whole pasuk of Shar V'loy Adam is only like Taisa says and Daftes and Daf Yud, is only a case of Garmi, is only a case of Eved, of a Nachri, a currently Yisrael Amaisi Yadayim, which is a Shibud Ba'alma, which is a Garmi Ba'alma. And therefore says Ksais, once we even use Hamar to Maid Shtarus, we wouldn't any more need the pasuk of Shar L'Maid Adam. Because once we're Maid Shtarus, we already know that Garmi is potter. And therefore says Ksais, it wouldn't be an answer to the Gemara's Kasha, because anyhow it would come out Shver from Shor. And the Ksais says, Lefizeh, we can be Miyashiv, and the Aura of the Pnei Yeshua on our Sugi. The Pnei Yeshua is Ma'irer, that it's very interesting Gemara over here. What does the Gemara mean? Elo Amar Rava, Chamar de Barler of Yehuda, Vesed David Livri Akol. What's Rava, Elo Amar Rava, what's Rava's whole memory over here? Chayr, we also understood it. There's a Kasha over here. The Gemara should say, Kasha. The Gemara ends off. What's Rava's memory that Rava gave a, seemed to be that Rava gave a shear that Hamar did borrow Yehuda's kasha? So says Ksais to feed him, but MS, the Gemara's kasha is not Mukhrach. The Gemara's kasha we can answer, just it would come out that the Shor would be Shver. The Hamar we can answer. We could say that Hamar is Beturitz, Hamar is Memayit Shtaritz. Shor, but then Shor would be a problem because once we Memayit Shtaritz, we know that Garmi is Potter. So then we don't have what to do with Shor because Taisis of Daftes explains that the whole pasuk of Shor is only coming to a case of Garmi. And then, so the Gemara really could have turned around and said the Hamar is Miyushev, because that would be Maid Shtaris, and Shor would be Shvar. And that Rava comes to be Machriya, no. That the Maisa, what the Emes is not like that. The Emes is that Shor is Maid Adam. And therefore, it's muchrach that garmi is chayim. That's why we need a special miyah for Adam, even though the whole case of Adam is garmi. And Rav is coming to machriya that la'olam garmi is chayim by bar, and we're not ma'id shtaros by bar. And the kash is only chamor the Rabbi Yehuda. And yesh la'ayin in the anoch of the ksais, so the ksais seems to understand that if ma'id shtaros, then garmi is potter. Chaya, and all over shas, when ma'id shtaros, the svara that a shtar, the chefs of a shtar, is a smite because it's ain gufay mamen. Happens so to be that the hefset of shtar is also a din de garmi. It's also a din de garmi. But just because we're ma'id shtaris, who said that when I'm mazik a person, a full-fledged mammon, a person's gufay mammon, you only have a shibud ba'al mammon, but if the etzav hezik was done in a mammon, that would also be the smite once we're ma'id shtaris. It could be that the mir of shtaris would only be on the guf hadover that's an gufay mammon. But who said when the guf hadover is a gufay mammon, just the person only had a hefset of garmi, that would also be nichal in the mir of shtaris. Maybe the oilam, even after ma'id shtaris, there would still be a svara to be mechayev someone that's mazik Nachri Akarin Yisrael, even though it's only a Shiva Ba'alma, but Tzarachian. In the Pnei Yeshua Za'ara, if you look at the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Abdun Gimel Mebeis, the Ramasal Shekain, his Lashon is Alma Hachi Kaimel Rabbi Yehuda Mikabola, that there's a Kabbalah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chamor is extra. It seems to be that he learned up that Rav is coming to say that Chamor, the Bord Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, doesn't mean to say that Rava didn't know the answer. It means to say Rava knew that there was no answer. We don't understand why it's written. But there was a Kabbalah from Yehuda. There is no drasha made from Chamar. And therefore, it would be miyushav what Rava is coming to say. The Pnei Yeshua Za'ar and the Gemara. What exactly is Rava coming to say? Rava is coming to be kaveya that it's a kasha. That's something that we don't understand, but it is like that. Chamar is extra like Rabbi Yehuda. The Stipler in Simen Lamed Hei comes to say another teretz tesis kasha. He says that the Muki Yosef, the Dafei Arif, Chaf Alpha Med Aleph, brings from the Ra'ah a klal that there's a chiyuv dira de garmi is only when the person himself makes the hezek. If his behema makes the hezek, if his mama makes the hezek, then there's no chiyuv de garmi. And he said it's numa from the pasuk of Dafka. There's a gzeres kasha the Dafka Adam that makes a bar is chayiv, a shor that makes a bar is not chayiv. And the Ra'ah learns from that pasuk a klal that there's no chiyuv dira de garmi on Maman Amazik. The Chiyav Dira Garmi is only on Adam Amazik. So says the stipler, if he said, it's going to be Betur, it says his kasha, because over here we're talking about the Hezek of Bar. Hezek of Bar is the Hezek of Maman Amazik. So Bar is Pashit, not Nichol on the Dira Garmi. Dira Garmi is only on the Adam Amazik himself. But the stipler speaks out that the Ramban alone is before, and he doesn't hold to this Shita. He holds that even Maman Amazik, a Shar that makes the Garmi, it's before in the Ramban that Yechayv. So the stipler over there wants to say, it says a terror, it's a very mechudish tikka terror, it's the answer takes his kashal, das haramban. He says that the Gemara is bevor, that by bar, you're only chayiv if the behema falls into the bar, and the hezek happens in the bar. If the behema trips on the bar, and he falls out of the bar, the halacha is you're not chayiv. And he understands, the Gemara, before and after Gimel, the stipler understands this Gemara, that there's a new din in bar, that the hezek of bar has to be done inside the bar. Hezek that happens outside the bar, the baal bar is not chayiv on. And the Fizeh says the stipler that by a shtar, when the shtar falls into the bar and the shtar breaks, the shtar rips, the shtar gets ruined, the hezek of the person is not happening inside the bar. The person doesn't care about the shtar. The problem is the $100 that's sitting in his leivis pocket that he's never going to be able to get. Says the stipler, that hefset happens out of the bar. And therefore, says the stipler, you're not going to be chayv on bar on a case of shtaris. Even without any pasuk, it's pasha misfara that you're not chayv on bar since the hezek is not happening inside the bar. And the stipler goes on to ask a kasha on the Ramban. That the Ramban seems to hold that a shor that we mazik a shtar, yechayev, not like the Muki Yosef, even Maman Amazik is chayev on hezek of shtar. And it's matched from the Ramban, you have to pay for the whole shtar, the whole shavis of the shtar. Ask the stipler, l'chayro, the shor wasn't a dayim mazik, the hezek over here happened to the Maman. To the moment of the shtar, L'chayr asks the stipler that L'chayr, this should be looked at as koyach. This should be looked at as tzreiris. He didn't do it b'yadayim. And therefore says the disciple, L'chayr, you should only have to pay chati nezek. And the Rabban's mashma, you have to pay the whole nezek. Now this whole avon of the stipler is L'chayr, it's very mechudish. L'chayr, bein l'gabi to what he was talking about l'gabi bar, and bein l'gabi to the shayla of tzreiris in the Rabban about shor, shehizik is a shtar, L'chayra, This din that has to be in the bar is that the Maisa of Hezek that the Shar did, the Sias of Hezek that the Shar did, has to be in the bar. Now, the Shar, what the Shar did was he ripped the Shtar. Now, that caused the Hefzin Mammon was somewhere else. But the Maisa Hezek, the Maisa that the Shar did was ripping the Shtar. That was done in the bar. That's what we have to look at. We want to don where the Hezek happened, where the Maisa Hezek that the bar did happen. And who had in Lagabi Tsoiris? When we want to don Tsoiris, we have to look at if the Koyach was Mazik or the Shar himself was Mazik. Over here, the Shar himself was Mazik. He was Mazik the Shtar. That's the Maisa Hezek that happened. Now, where the Hefsa? The Hefsa was very indirect. There wasn't a direct Hefsa, so it's only a Garmi. But these type of things, we should have to look at the Bepoyodika Hezek, the Bepoyodika Shinei HaMetzias that happened. And over here, it happened in the bar, and it happened with the Guf HaShar, not with the Koyach HaShar. And Vitzarachian. So it comes out from on Taisis Kasha, we have five Terutzim. We have Taisis Teretz, the Garmi's only Drabbanon. And we have an additional four Terutzim. We have two terutzim from the Ksais HaChayshin. The Ksais HaChayshin, Shimon Pei Vav, and Simon Shim Pei Vav says, Al Pi Taisis Adaf Ayin Aleph. The Ksais understands that this case would be doim at the Taisis Ayin Aleph, that it's not Shavah to everyone. Since the Chiv Yishtaris is only the Rabbanon, so Midai Raisa, there would not be any Chiv. There would not be any Chiv Bidina de Garmi here. Al Pi Taisis Klal, that Chiv Dina de Garmi is only when it's something that's Shavah to the Kol HaElam Kule. The Ksais is Hibit Tov Yud. Answers that the reason why we can't be Mamayit Shtaris is because then it would come out with being Mamayit Garmi from Bar. And it's before that Garmi is Chayiv in Bar for the fact that Shar is Mamayit only a case of Adam, which is a Garmi, like Taisa says in Daf Tes, it's Negev for Adam of a Nochri Akani Li Yisrael, which is only a Garmi. It had from the Stipler set up in Muki Yosef that there's no Chayiv Garmi on Mamon Amazik, and then the Stipler had his own Teretz. That the Chesek over here is not happening inside the bar, it's happening outside the bar, and the Chiyuv of a bar is only when it happens inside the bar. And then we spoke also of the Pnei Yeshua Za'ara. What exactly does the Gemara mean to say, Ella Omar Rava? What's Rava's memra over here? So the Ksais, Alpi Darkoya, the Ksais in Tafyud, Alpi his Darach, explained to Gemara that the Gemara, we would have been able to answer that Hamor is Betur, it's Mamayat Shtars, and Shver will be the and Shor would be the Kasha. That's Rava's coming to be conveyed. The emesis is that the Shor is Mamayat Adam, and Hamor is the Kasha. And then we said there are beta parrots, and Dr. Gilman Bay seems to learn that there's a Kabbalah that, like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't dash at anything from Chamor. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara goes on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that Nafal Seich Ishar Cheirah Sheit V'Katan Yechayiv. And the Gemara's Maskana is, the Gemara goes through a Shak V'Tarya, and the Gemara's Maskana is that the chiyuv of bar is only on a shar that's a chayr shait of a katan. A chiyuv, a shar that's a full-grown shar, that's a bendas, he shouldn't be falling into bairis, and the halacha is he's not chayiv on such a shar. And the Meiri just speaks out, what does it mean, a shar that's a katan? What's a shear exactly of a shar that's a katan? So the Meiri speaks out, the Shita brings it down, that kol shlo yigia lumay charishav. He's not able to go be chayrish, he's not disciplined enough to be able to be chayrish asadeh, that's nichalan being a katan. And he brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Paraklam and Aleph, ke'egel loy lumad, like an eagle that's not learned, he's not learned to plow, that's the darga of a shor, it's a katan, it's not enough of bandas to be shamer himself from Hezek. And the Gemara, I'm taking the shak v'tayah, the Gemara has a tzad to say, the Gemara says, v'tanyo, nofel seichei bardas potter. My love, shor bandas, you have a raya that a shor bandas is also potter. Amalei loy, Adam, it's talking about an Adam. So the Gemara then asks, how can you say that it's talking about an Adam? Elam ata Adam ben dasu the potter, halab ben dasu the chayiv. Shor b'loy Adam ksiv. The Gemara asks, how could that be a shor? We know this exists a kasha, the Adam's potter. So how can we say that the Torah of Adam is only by a ben das? So the Ravid and the Shita b'shem the Rosh, they're both ma'irah, the l'chayra, Adam is not always potter. Adam is only potter from Misa. But Azakim is Adam's chayiv. So why can't we learn that what the price says, that your potter and Adam and Das is talking about Nizakim, and we'll say that the whole Chiv of Nizakim is only by Adam, it's Labar Das. So in that, the Ravid answers that we know the Gemara knew that the Brisa was talking about Misa. The Gemara had some idea, maybe from the Brises around this Brisa, that we're talking about a case of Misa, we're not talking about Nizakim. But the Shita of Shem the Rosh says that Lafi, what Taisa says in Daf Chavzayin and Beis, we'll see further on, that by Adam, Adam ain't darkilus painim midrachim. Adam doesn't look. Even a ben das also doesn't see what's going on the floor while he's walking down. He's not so a person not so medayik to look what's going on the floor while he's walking. And therefore, by Adam, there's no makom lechalek between a ben das and not ben das. A ben das also by Adam, the Gemara knows he's svara, doesn't have any svara, doesn't have any reason why you should be more potter by Adam and say, no, it's the Adam's fault, he should have been watching. By Behemoth is such a svara, by Adam is no such svara, and therefore the Gemara knew behechrich that the ptur over here has to be from Misa. There's no ptur in the zaka by Adam, even by a ben das. And therefore, as the Gemara, by Misa, you always potter and say, it's a cause of sharvalai Adam. And the etzem din that a pikeach, a sharp pikeach is potter, has machlekes rishonim exactly in what the reason is. Taisvis on the apnim beis of beis, the remaslo shchichi says that the reason why a sharp pikeach is potter is because he says a shard's like his mazik atzmai uchemischaven lahapel atzmai bar. It's like he was mechaven himself to put himself in the bar. He was mazik himself. I'm not a chroy. A sharp bedas knows what's going on. He knows what he sees the bar, and he went in and he fell into the bar. He was mazik himself, and that's the balamor over there on the afnim beis of beis also says this svara. And the rabban's chaylik, and the rabban explains that the reason why he argues he doesn't hold to this svara is that this svara that a person should have watched out and it's your fault you should have been watching where you're going is a svara by the person himself, by the adam himself. You can't go and be teveh someone a hezik if you were the one that was negligent. You weren't watching where you were going. He says, but Bashega by Behema, you can't tell the person that was his Behema, it was your Behema's fault. You were Bashea, you caused the Hezek. You could say it was my fault, I caused it to myself. My Shar is my mama, and we're not trying to pay the money to the Shar, we're paying money to the person, so who cares if the Shar was Bashea Ba'atzmai. So if your Shia caused him to have a Hezek, and therefore says to Rabban, this whole Svara that a person was Bashea, and therefore you can't be Machaya Ba'atzmai, it's only by the person himself. By his mama, you can't have such a Taina, there's no such Svara to Pater. So maybe that's why Taisus added in. Taisus didn't just say that he's chemazik atzvei. Taisus spoke out uchemischavin lahatzvei atzvei the bar. You look at it like he went and jumped into the bar. Maybe in such a case, maybe it's a little more than a regular pashaya ba'atzmoi. Maybe it's a little more than mazik atzmei. If you went the dime and jumped into the bar, maybe we don't look bechlal at the bar was mazik the shar. Have it sarachian. And the Rabban himself says that the pshat is. So I have a suki adaiti, a person that digs a bar doesn't have to think that a shar ben das would fall in. It's not a normal thing. It's not a normal thing for a shar ben das to fall in. Therefore, a person is not mechuyev to go and be shamer his bar from a shar ben das. You look in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tezayin. Also, Mashmali, you learn like the Ramban. He says it's a oinis. Also, the kavod al chayre is because it's not a normal thing for a shar ben das to fall into a bar. So we have two deis in the Rishonim, Shitas Taisus and the Baal Amor, because he was Mazik himself. And then the Shitas Aramban Varambam is because of Boihavala the Suke Daite, because it's a Svar of Oynes, and therefore you potter. The Rambam and Perek Yubeis, Halachat HaZayin, is Mavur, that by the Zakin, a sharp Ikeach is Chayiv. That the Gemara is Mavur, that a sharp Ikeach is potter, and the only Chayiv is by a Shar Chereshait Vakaton, is only by Misa. By Nizakin, even a sharp Ikeach is Chayiv. And the Makar to the Rambam, if you look in the Bir Agro, it's Simen Tav Yod Sivkata Chavav. He says it's from the Sugyan of Chavzayin and Beis. The Gemara over there says, She'ein Darkish Al Adam Aspayin Medrachim. And the Rambam holds, and look at Taisis, we'll see in a minute, discusses this. The Rambam holds, that who are they a behema? If we're saying a person that's a Bar Seichel, it's a Bar Das, it's more Das than a behema. Still, Allah is. That we, if he falls and he trips on something, we say ain't darkish adam is fine medrachim. So kol shekain that a behema is like that. So therefore says the Rambam that behechrich we have to say that the Gemara says ain't darkish adam is fine medrachim is dafka by nizakim, but by misa it's not like that. And the Maga Mishnah explains that what's a svara? What's the difference between nizakim and misa? He says should darkon. The shamar minezek gadol, a hezek that could come to misa that much, even a shar is shamer himself. But of a small thing, just of hezek, just something that's going to cause a hezek that much, is a svara of ein darkish adam l'spayinim medrachim. So l'chayra, what's yetsa from this is that l'chayra the Rambam shita is that there's no difference between shar and adam, and that shar and adam are similar in this dekuda that they're both darker l'spayinim medrachim by. They're both not darker, l'spoinim medrachim by hezek, and it would seem l'chayr that who had it by misa, that would be the same thing, that they're darker, l'spoinim by misa. So M. Kain, l'chayr, comes out, says kasha, why do we need a miyat by adam? Just like behema misvar, we say that l'gabi misa is darker l'shamar, and since it's darker l'shamar, the halacha is, The halacha is that bet you potter. So who adim yisvara? Adam should be potter. Tzarachian, maybe it'll be the gear for Adam that's not a bardas. Maybe Adam shait is not darkly shomer. And maybe over there we need a ptor oinis. But if you look in Ramav Tali, Chdushe Garnat, Simon Kuf Tazayin, he's medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam puts together the ptor Adam together with the ptor Sharpekeach. He says the mashmois of the Loshana Rambam is that the ptor of Adam is be'emes this svar also. That the ptor of Adam is also the same svar of Sharpekeach. That since the Adam should have been watched himself, so therefore you're not chayiv on bar when a person falls in. That's why you're not chayiv in misa on a bar by Adam. The misa is Adam, you're not chayiv in a bar. So it's tzarchin exactly why by Adam we needed a pasuk and not by shar. If you look in Taisvis, Talmud Rabbeinu Tam and Daphne Gimel and Beis, where he comes to explain why we're Mamayit Adam before Mamayit Kalim, why is there a svar to Mamayit Adam before Mamayit Kalim? And he explains this of this svara that more mistaber to remind Adam is the other is a bendas. He should have been shaver himself. So he seems to also to learn like how Naftali's bedayik in the Rambam. The state of the tour of Adam Saif comes to the same place as the tour of Sharpikeach. Maybe there's a special svara by Adam, not like that we need a pasuk, but after the pasuk it comes out the same tour that the tour of Adam also is because it's darker the shamar atzmai, and therefore a kapanim by misa the halacha is that you potter. The Mechitz Chinuch is done al-Khair lefi this svara of the Maga Mishnah that the derech of a shar is to be shame himself from a big hezek. So al-Khair, in a case where you have a bar yud, which is enough to make a misa, so imkay when it falls in and happened not to die, it only had a hezek, says the Mechitz Chinuch that al-Khair over there, you should also be potter because it should have been shamer itself. And he says, maybe in a chanami, but he says the Loshana Rambam is not mashma like that. The Loshana Rambam is mashma, it's a chiluk to misa and hezek, not a difference between bar yod and bar tes. And the Shita Tzaravid, and the Magen Mishnah explains, even though the Gemara says, ain't darker shal b'nei adam esplein in midrachim, he says that the Ravid holds that that's dafka by Adam. By Behema we don't have that svara, and therefore a Behema halacha is always potter. And he explains, if it's an Adam, a person thinks, a person can sometimes be deep into thought, and he cannot see where he's going. A behemoth is very always aware of its surroundings. A behemoth doesn't think, doesn't have deep thoughts. And therefore, a behemoth is much more shomer to fall, not to fall into things in the ground. An Adam can sometimes be deep in thought, and he won't notice and trip. And therefore, by Adam, yechayv anezakim, and a sharpikeach, the halacha is that you're potter. And the Rajba, the Chav Zayin, and Beis says also the Sfara, like the Maga Mishnah, the difference between Adam and Behema. But Taisvis and the Chav Zayin and Beis also has this problem. What's the difference between Adam and Behema? So it's before that Taisvis also holds like the Das HaRaivid, not like the Rambam. And he says that Adam, his eyes are upwards. A person walks, his eyes aren't naturally downwards. He can look down, but his eyes naturally look forward. Mashegin of Behema's head is down. Behema's looks naturally downwards, and therefore it's much easier for a behemoth not to trip. A behemoth sees what's going on. It's much more the derech for a behemoth to see what's going on in the ground than an Adam. So it comes out that we have a machlekes Rambam and Ravid, whether or not the our Gemara that says that a sharper keach is potter, is it a ptur dafka and misa, and nizakim is chayiv. So the Rambam shita, and the Ravid says no, the sharper keach you potter on everything. A sharper keach should have watched, and therefore you potter on everything. And the shita is a Rambam. And the Magen Mishnah explains that the difference between Hezek and between the Zikin and Misa is that by the Zikin, the Behemoth is less watchful, it's not going to die of something that will cause a Misa, the Behemoth watches more, and therefore and there's a Svara that it's going to be Potter from Misa and not from the Zikin. And the Achrenim explain that the Makar to the Rambam is from the Din of Ain Darkon Shal Adam Esplein in Midrachim, and the Rambam holds Hu Adin of Behemoth. The Ravid, on the other hand, argues and he holds that Behemah is different than Adam. Adam's ain darkly spun in Midrachim. Masha ain kain, a Behemah is. And we said in that two svaras. We said from the Maga Mishnah and the Rajba, a svara that a person thinks more. He can sometimes be deep in thought. And therefore, he won't notice what's going on the ground. Masha ain kain, a Behemah. We said from Taisvis that the physical makeup of the person when he walks is looking forward ahead. Masha ain kain, a Behemah is looking downwards. The Mishnah on Daf. And the Dalai Lama Beis, the Mishnah brings all the things, Echad Sharv, Echad Kol Behemel, and Filas Habar, Laprasht, Asino, Tashlume, Kefal, Ashav, Haveda. So there's a discussion, what's going to be with the Chiev of Mazik? Shara Mazik. What the Torah talks about Shara, what's with all other things? So Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchos Diskei Mamon, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, brings Echad Shar, Echad Kol Behemel, brings the Lashon HaMishnah, who I did by the Mazik of Shar. And the Mishnah over there brings the Beis Yosef, on that Rambam brings the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef says, how do we know this? What's the makar to this halacha that Shar is lav dafka? And it doesn't mean dafka Shar, who had then all other behemoths. So the Lacha Mishnah says, Mishnah the Beis Yosef, that the Lashon of Bailam, just like we learned from Bar, it says, Kasev Yashu the Bar of called the Islay Bailam, who did by Shar? Who did by Shar? It also calls it, use the Lashon of Bailam there, and therefore we darsh and called the Islay Bailam. There's a drasha called the Islay Bailam there also. The Sma in Shimpei Tes of Kadim Beis says that no, the drasha is Shar Shar Mishabes, Exer Shava Shar Shar Mishabes. The Bach brings this, he brings it from a Machilta, that the Bakar, that Yechayev, on all behemoths is Exer Shava from Shabbos, and Tyson and Baba Kama Daf Yudzayin and Beis, Masal Kamashvalon, also brings this before that the Bakar is from Shabbos. There's a Rashi and Brachas of Daf Chav Zayin. It's also before this Bakar, that the Bakar is from Shabbos, and we don't have from Shabbos, the Gabe all, to be Chayiv, or the Mazik, that all Mazikim are Chayiv. There's an interesting Amude Ar, and Sibet Tes, of Kata Dalid, and the same, the Chazanish, writes the same thing in Baba Kama, Asim and Gimel, Ois Aleph, on Daf Dalid, and Aleph, where over there, the Gemara on Daf Dalid discusses, what's the halacha if someone owns an eved and the eved goes and it burns something down? Is a person chayev for the hezek that his eved does? So the Gemara over there says a svara that no, you can't because you can't be that you chayev because or else every time the eved gets upset at his master, he'll go and make hezekim and be mechayev the other money. So both of them they are and both the Chazanish explain it that it's not the etzem din, it's not the makar that we know that he's potter. It's a nice svara to explain the din of the Torah, but it's not the makar in the Torah where you potter. They say that the makar that where you potter is. You bite on this drasha, that since the drasha that we learn out that a shar matzis chayiv is shar shar from Shabbos, and therefore there's a p'tur adam. Because the Gemara later on explains, Magabi Kalayim, the Gemara asks, if we learn out shar shar from Shabbos, so why do we say that adam mutter b'kulam lachoyish v'lim sheikh? Say that adam yilad be chayrish together with the adam. The Gemara answers that even though by shvisas behemti there's a chiyav on an eved and an amma also, but the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, this extra word that says Laman Yenuach, that that Eved and Amma is similar to Behemoth is only the Gabi Hanocha, Gabi Shabbos, Gabi other things is not similar to Adam. And therefore says the Achrayim, if the Makar of the Chiyav of Mazik on all Behemoths is only from Shabbos, by Shabbos we know that we only learn out Behemoths, we don't learn out Adam. And therefore, Adam, you're not Chayiv, if you're Adam, you're Mammon, if you own an Adam, if you own an Eved, you're not Chayiv on the Hezek of an Adam. So Shiloh, what's the halacha with Prika? Prika, also the makar of Prika, is learned out Shar Shar from Shabbos. What's the makar, what's the din by Prika by Adam? So Rebbeinu Peretz, and Arasugus speaks out, the L'chayr is only a drabbanon, in a chanamid is a chiyev Prika by Adam. L'chayr, the makar that there is a chiyev is from a gemara in Elam Tzias, the Aflam, and a story with the Shmuel Rebbe Yosi. Over there it's before L'chayr that there's a chiyev Te'ina, and who had in Prika by Adam. Ayin, the Mechaz Chinoch, Mitzvah Pei, brings this makar. It says Rebbeinu Peretz that it's only going to be a drabbanon. But zechayr, the same reason why Gabi Kalayim we say that Adam's mutter because we say la nochay kashtiv loy davar acher. Who I didn't Gabi Prika zechayr there's no chiyah Prika by Adam. And even though we know there is, says Rebbeinu Peretz it's only going to be a drabbanon. And the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs in Reish Gimel and the Chinuch and Mitzvahs and Tav Reish Mem. But Eloisa say they both speak out that there is a chiyah on Adam. The Raj Ben Tshuva also is before Azay. More like that. They will hold it to is a chiyav Adam. Tzarechi and lefi them. How do we learn out the makar of a chiyav by Adam? Chayyad is a special gzeres akasov. Manyinuach abduch la'amoscha kamoichol anochi kashiv leilu dava acher. And loy that maybe you can learn out from a kalva chaymer. The Gemara just means there's no makar to be a chiyav Adam. Not that there's a special miyat on Adam. And since by prika, as a kalva chaymer, maaf yimachuyiv to watch for a person's behemoth's tzar, sure on Adam's tzar, maybe that's why over there. And the Rishonim hold that there could be a chiyuv deraisa on Prika by Adam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.